Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की श्री कृष्ण जन्माष्टमी महामहोत्सव की जय।
श्री कृष्णचंद्र भगवान की जय। बोलो नंदनंदन श्याम सुंदर की जय। बोलो मोर मुकुट बंसी वाले की जय। शिला प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायामुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतिरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपाकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। नमो पंकज नाभाय नमो पंकज मालिने नमो पंकज नेत्राय नमस्ते पंकजांग्रे। ओम अज्ञान तिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजना शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंगयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे श्री गुरु दीनतारिनं परमानंदमाधवं श्री चैतन्यं ईश्वरं। नमाओं विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्णा चैतन्या प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर सदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे राम राम हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। योन्ता प्रविश्य मम वाचमिमां प्रसुप्तान् संजीवयत किल शक्तिधरा स्वधाम्ना अन्यां शहस्त चरणा श्रवणा त्वगादीन प्राणान् नमो भगवते पुरुषाय तुभ्यं। कतांचना स्मृते यस्मिन् दुष्करं सुकरं भवेत् विस्मृते विपरीतं स्या श्री चैतन्य नमामितम्। हरे कृष्णा। थैंक यू द्वारकाधीश प्रभु। Seek your permission, Ranjanandan Prabhu also, and all the senior devotees. Thank you everyone for coming today morning for this festival Katha. I also thank my dear friend Baldev Prabhu for giving me an opportunity to speak on Srimad Bhagavatam. So when Dwarkadish Prabhu was speaking, this most amazing attractive qualities of Krishna, how we built it up slowly and just he brought Krishna to Vrindavan and revealed to us. So when he was revealing about Krishna's most attractive nature, I was remembering a few pastimes of Krishna in the contemporary times. And I'll just share that first before we dive into Srimad Bhagavatam. His Holiness Swayam Bhagwan Keshav Maharaj, a very dear friend of our devotees here, he was here last week. So he was mentioning, I think in the Prerna class or I think the Sunday evening class, a story. He was distributing books in Paris and one Muslim boy approached him, and when he saw Krishna's photo in the Bhagavad Gita, he said, "How do you know him?" He asked Keshav Maharaj. Keshav Maharaj said, "How do you know him?" So he said, "I love this person. I'm completely captivated by this person." So then, who is he? "But I don't know his name." So then Keshav Maharaj said, "His name is Krishna." So he said, "My heart is completely captured by this person ever since I went to India." So Keshav Maharaj said, "You went to India?" He said, "Yes, I went to one place in India, and there I saw him for the first time." So Keshav Maharaj said, "Which place you went?" So he said, "Well, you wouldn't know. It's a small place in India." So Keshav Maharaj said, "You can try me. I know. I may know." So then this Muslim boy is telling him, "This is a place called Jaipur." And Keshav Maharaj's heart started beating fast. You know, and then he said, "Which place? Where in Jaipur?" So this boy said, "I went to a place called Govinda Temple." He said, "I had gone to Radha Govinda Dev Temple." And he said, "Ever since I went to that temple, I've been haunted. I've been completely captivated by this personality." So you can see how Krishna is all attractive, not simply, you know, it's not theory. There are unlimited examples. Today morning we were discussing, the famous brahmacharis, they were in the back. As devotees were rushing in for Mangalarati, you know, from 4 o'clock, they're all coming in. And we were like, wow, how Krishna is so attractive. I remember Radha Gopinath Prabhu, I had a chance to assist him. We went to Moscow once. And we met one boy called Alex. So I asked him how he became a devotee. And he said, he and his three friends decided to go to Goa for enjoying only sense gratification, pure sense gratification. So he and his three friends come to India, go to Goa, they enjoy, and then they said, "Let us go to Bombay." So while going from Goa to Mumbai, so they went through some villages in the Konkan region, and he said, "I don't know which village it was, I went to one village and there I saw one Krishna temple. And I was so captivated by that deity of Krishna there. And then the pujari there gave me some mahaprasad, some khichdi. And I had never tasted something like that." So then I asked him, "Which temple, which place?" He said, "I don't remember anything. I don't even remember the name of the place. I just know that Krishna temple, that Krishna deity, the prasad." And I came back to Moscow and I was only thinking of that experience. All the sense gratification. As when Dwargadesh Prabhu was saying about Cupid, you know, Kandarpa Koti, I immediately remembered that incident. What power Krishna has, that all the sense gratification paled in comparison to that experience of a few minutes getting that Khichdi Mahaprasad and seeing Krishna's deity form. And then he said, "I came to Moscow and I was constantly thinking of this deity. And then one day one of my office colleagues gave me a Bhagavad Gita. And I saw Krishna's photo there. And then I said, let me, and I went online, found out, and then I came to the temple, and I immediately joined." So he had been there for many years. So this is confirmed by Rupa Goswami. Smeram bangi traya parichitam sachi vistirna drishtim vamsi nesto darakishalayam ujvalam chandrakena govindakhyam hari tanumiya केशितीर्थोपकंठे मा प्रेक्षिष्ठास्तव सखे यदि बंधु संगे स्त्रीरंगे. One gopi is telling another gopi, "My dear friend, if you are attached to your family, home, material things, don't go to the banks of Yamuna at the Keshi Ghat. Don't go to Keshi Ghat. Because there you will find this threefold bending form of Smeram Bangitraya Parichitam Sachi Vistirna Drishtim. This boy will cast loving glances, sidelong glances. Vamsi Nesto Dara Kishalayam. And he's transcendently beautiful and he's playing his flute. And his name is Govinda. Govindakyam Hari Tanuya Keshiti Topakant. So don't go there if you're attached to your family. So this is a very beautiful way of saying go there. You know? So this is how Krishna is all attractive. I don't know if you are aware, last year one video on WhatsApp was going viral. It was about a singing competition, completely non-devotional, Like we have Indian Idol in India, in Mumbai. So like that, there is some Kerala, there is a singing competition. All children were singing, taking part in that contest. So the WhatsApp video was on three different contests in three different places, three different judges, panel of judges, and children are singing, and one particular song in Malayalam is about Krishna. So that song, you know, it, when it goes to the last 1 minute, it's high pitch. So these children have to sing Krishna, you know, it's like a very high pitch, they have to keep saying Krishna many, many times. So in all the contests, when the singer was, when this child was singing this particular song, and especially this last 1 minute, all these children, their voice was choked, tears were coming from their eyes. None of them are devotees. It's a purely karmi material singing competition. But because it was a Krishna bhajan, in all the three different contests, all the three different children, when they are chanting Krishna with intensity, it is Namabhas chanting, you know, they are just intensely, they are present in that name, chanting. Tears are coming, and these children, and children are generally, you know, they are very pure, innocent. So that, just, there was an upsurge of emotions, and all of them were crying. In fact, one was a Muslim girl. She was in hijab, and she was in that black dress. Even she was choked with emotion. You can't explain this logically. You know, there is something called illogical, something that we don't understand, and something logical, but there is something translogical. This Chaitanya Charan Prabhu says, there is something beyond logic. You can't use logic to understand. So this is our Krishna, who is all attractive, all loving, most beautiful, most kind. And our focus, as Bhagavish Prabhu said today, by quoting this verse, Krishna Tadi, our job description for today, what we are supposed to do today and every day, of course, of the year, is to focus our mind on this all attractive Krishna and allow Krishna to charm our hearts. And it's not simply India or Muslims or, you know, these small girls who are attracted to Krishna. Actually, there is no disqualification, no limitations. Even animals are attracted to Krishna. In fact, I was with His Holiness Jananda Swami Maharaj in New Mayapur recently. We've written a book called Animals in Krishna Consciousness, explaining how different animals have got attracted by Krishna. Isn't it amazing? And this is Bhagavatam. See, in the Bhagavatam, the bees, Prabhuji was imitating the bees today. You know, the bees were also, bees are also so attracted to Krishna, they never leave Krishna. They are just with Krishna all the time, 24 hours. The gopis, they get association of Krishna in the night. Right? And the daytime they are hankering, oh, when will Krishna come back? They are waiting for Krishna to come back. And the gopas, Krishna's covered boyfriends, are associating with Krishna in the daytime. And when Krishna goes away after sunset, they are like waiting for the sun to rise in the morning. When will the sun rise? When will we be with Krishna again? And they're constantly looking at the eastern direction, waiting for the sun to rise. Come on, rise, rise, rise. Is there a traffic jam? Why are you not rising? Come on. They are desperate to be with Krishna. So the boys are desperate to be with Krishna in the night. They're waiting for the sun to rise. And the gopis are desperate to be with Krishna in the daytime. They're waiting for the sun to set. So they don't get association of Krishna 24 hours. But the bumblebee, always with Krishna. And Krishna doesn't get irritated. Imagine somebody is always around you. When we were very new devotees, I remember, the preachers used to call us, phone us, and when we came to temple, gave us a lot of time. So I thought, wow, this is amazing. They are giving us so much attention, so much importance. So after joining also, I started going, I was expecting that, but I didn't get that. So before joining, that Prabhuji was running behind me, and after joining, I had to run behind him. So we don't like to be haunted by people around us, right? But Krishna loves, the bumblebee is always there. Even when he's taking bath, the bumblebee is there. The bee is called in Sanskrit as Ali. The Bhagavatam calls Ali, not Muhammad Ali, Ali. There is one devotee called Ali Krishna Das. So like that. And not just the bumblebees, you'll see, like today Prabhuji was speaking about the trees, the sap, you know, flowing the juice, they're offering to Krishna. The deer, the deer, the Venu Geet explains very beautifully. Danyasma mudagatayo piharinya eta యానందనందనముపాత విచిత్రవేషం ఆకర్ణ్య వేణురనితం సహ కృష్ణ సారా పూజాం దుర్విరచితాం ప్రణయావలోకేద. The deer, they are coming to Krishna with their wives, all of them, and they are not able to converse with Krishna. They are not able to offer choice poetry. And how do they attract Krishna? Just avaloka, just by looking at Krishna affectionately, they are able to charm Krishna's heart. And Krishna is so pleased with them, that just by the way they are looking at Krishna. So you can offer your love by affectionate glance also. Krishna is Bhavagrahi. So therefore today we can discuss briefly one pastime from Bhagavatam where we can learn how we can basically fix our mind on Krishna. That is the point. So how do we fix? So we fix our mind on Krishna by hearing about Krishna to begin with. And showing our enthusiasm to hear, like all of you have shown since morning you are here. And this is revealed very beautifully in the first canto. The sages at Naimisharanya, they ask many questions to Suta Goswami. And in the end they say, you know, we want to hear more. Vayam tuna vitripyama uttama shloka vikrame yashrinvatam rasagyanam swadu swadu pade pade. We will never be satisfied. The more we hear, the more we want to hear. Because swadu swadu pade pade, every moment we are relishing it more and more and more. So you may say, but at our level, what do we do if you don't have that swadu swadu pade pade? So at our level, enthusiasm, it translates as curiosity. How do we understand more about Krishna? How does this apply? How can Krishna do this? What is the science behind this? Basically, being curious to know about Krishna. Like, you know, I was hearing one lecture of Srila Prabhupada recently. He says, so devotees can chant whole day and they never feel tired. And when I heard it, I was like, really? Because I am struggling with my chanting. So then one thing we could do is when we are not able to accept the statements in scriptures as it is, especially when pure devotees make, sometimes our fanatic mind, fanatic attitude is, no, no, it is right. Prabhupada said it, so it is right. Or we are in denial. Oh, I am so fallen. I don't know. I can't chant like this. And then we feel discouraged. But if we really want to have enthusiasm, we need to be curious to ask, Hare, Prabhupada is saying, by chanting, you never get tired. Whole day Prabhupada can chant. So what is there in the holy names? Or what is there in a pure devotee that he can chant whole day? I want to know more. So this attitude, this mood is what actually helps us become excited in bhakti. And this curiosity will lead our Krishna consciousness from a casual approach to a serious commitment. It will happen when you constantly have these questions. Like, you know, when there is a very famous prayer of Kunti Devi, all of you know this, where she is asking for more troubles. Vipada santuta, you can chant. Maybe you can repeat after me. Vipada santuta shashvat. Tatra tatra jagat guru. Bhavato darshanam yasyat. Appunar bhava darshanam. Kunti Devi is saying, Krishna, give me more and more troubles. Because when I get more and more troubles, I remember you, I see you. And when I see you, then there is no more seeing of birth and death. What a prayer. Can anyone pray like this? Is there anyone here who has no difficulties in life, no troubles in life, and wants more? Nobody will raise their hand. Everybody has enough. And here Kunti Devi is saying, give me more troubles. So a curiosity mindset means, how can she pray like this? What is she experiencing in bhakti that is making her ask like this? How is Krishna reciprocating? He said, there was an orphan boy who had no parents and he was living in the slums. And he was one day playing with his friends cricket and he injured his feet very badly. So nearby there was a hospital. So his friends took him to the hospital and there was a very elderly nurse who treated him with so much love and affection that his heart was completely charmed. He had never got that affection of a parent. And when that nurse gave him so much love, he was so happy. And then after some days he became cured. Then he started playing with his friends again. And when playing, suddenly he went to one of his friends and said, I wish I get injured again. so that I get again admitted in the hospital, so that that nurse comes to me again and takes care of me. So this is something, this is like what Kunjadevi is experiencing. So many difficulties, but she has experienced Krishna in a very special, amazing way. So as devotees, sadhakas, we need to be this, we need to have this curiosity. And that's when Krishna will manifest. You know, this Prince Siddhartha became Buddha because of this wanting to know what is birth, what is death. That, so we'll also have our Prince Siddhartha moment if we are constantly asking Krishna, what is Krishna consciousness? You know, one of our former presidents of India, Abdul Kalam, he was very popular with children. So he once asked in group of 5,000 children were there. So once one child asked a question, who was the world's first scientist? And immediately he said, he got a thunderous applause for this. He said, the child is the first world's first scientist. Because the child is always asking, seeking. And the child has a possibility mindset. Ho sakta hai. Like one child asked him in front of thousands of people, there is no water in Rajasthan, but there is so much water in Brahmaputra. Why not transfer that water to Rajasthan? So then he was thinking, you even blank, Abdul Kalam. He is saying, how do I explain to the child that river is a state issue and center government cannot intervene? So for the child, it didn't matter. For the child was possibility mindset. How can this happen? This should happen. How can I develop love for Krishna? This is, see, what happens when we get older, now we become cynical. And we like, okay, our enthusiasm goes down. So we need to be careful about this. So in the purport to this verse, which I just chanted, Vayam Tuna Vitrupyama, in that purport, Srila Prabhupada says that transcendental knowledge becomes more and more illumined in our heart with progressive reading and hearing. The more we hear, the more it gets sinks in. And that's how it gets, the illumination happens. It doesn't happen overnight, suddenly. Suddenly we don't start developing love for Krishna. Progressively. Krishna svadama upagate jnana dharma bihi saha kalo nashtadrashamesha puranarko dhunodita Srimad Bhagavatam has come as the sun to dispel all the darkness. And that purport Srila Prabhupada says, darkness is not simply darkness. Even the inability to go out of ourselves, bodily identification, that is also darkness and blindness. So we are full of ourselves, I, me, my consciousness. But when we connect with Krishna, Srimad Bhagavatam, and hear sincerely, then the sun of Krishna rises in the heart. You know, there are places in the world where there is no sun, or they get very little sun. But interestingly, they are very rich countries, rich places. They have lot of, you know, they have floodlights, they have electricity 24 hours. They have football matches, they have floodlit stadiums. But still, in these countries, almost 55 to 60% of population, they suffer from a disease called SAD, SAD, seasonal affective disorder, which is caused because of no sun. And you may think, are itna light hai, but sun is sun. Jo sun de sakta hai, wo light nahi de sakta. Similarly, in this world, there are people who have lot of wealth, lot of comfort, material comfort, sab kuch hai. But Krishna nahi hai. That is why there is a vacuum. See, there is one beautiful lecture of Srila Prabhupada. I request you to hear this. This is November 1974, Bombay. The Radha Rasbari temple is under construction. Prabhupada has got the land. So he's giving a class. And he says, an Indian audience are sitting. So he's trying to impress them about Krishna consciousness. He's telling them, see, I went to American Express Bank today. And I got 9 lakh rupees from American disciples. And you can see a buzz in the audience. You can hear that. 9 lakh rupees 50 years ago must be like what? 9 crores now. So Prabhupada is saying, I got 9 lakh rupees transferred. I got it. Why these American boys are giving? They have everything. Because Dr. Patel had argued sometime before that we Indians can't do bhakti like these Americans because we have a basic problem of belly. So Prabhupada is saying, they don't have problem of belly. So then he's saying, and still they are dissatisfied. That's why they are giving so much money. So Prabhupada says, therefore, there is something which even if your belly is filled, you will still be unhappy. then somebody asked that, but by India we have Bhagavad Gita, we have Bhagavatam. Prabhupada says, but you have cataract. You are not able to see the Bhagavatam. So two problems. When there is, one is darkness goes when sun comes. But that is like, you know, Western people, many Western people, they didn't know about Krishna, like Alex or this Muslim boy in Paris. When Krishna entered their life, they were so happy. But Indians, many of us, we have Bhagavatam, we have sun, but Prabhupada said, we have covered our eyes, put the curtain, and we are saying, where is the sun? Show me. And devotees are saying, open the curtain, open your eyes. Nahi, pehle sun dikhao, baad mein kholunga. No. So two things are there. One, the son of Krishna has to appear, Bhagavatam, and also we need to have that humility to and open hearts to receive Krishna. Therefore, Prabhupada would always give the example of Sanatana Goswami. He had everything. Prabhupada says he had a boat filled with gold coins. So much money he had. But when he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what did he say? Gramya vyavahara pandita kori mani apanara hita kichu hi na jani. Everybody calls me great pandit, but I don't know what is right, what is wrong. Keyami kene amar jarat apatra. So we can't be stubborn. We have to understand that I don't know what is the goal of life. In that humility, we need to hear about Krishna. And then this combination of Bhagavatam and our humility, the sun will rise. The sun of Krishna will rise in the heart. And therefore, this principle is very beautifully taught in a very nice pastime of how having this humility and approaching a proper guru, our guru's intervention can really help us, is beautifully taught in the 10th canto, 10th chapter, when the Yamalarjuna trees were delivered by Lord Krishna. So now we have to give the context. Before this, the 9th chapter, Mother Yashoda has bound Krishna. You know this famous story, Damodar Lila. She has bound with the ropes and Krishna is tied to a wooden grinding mortar and is like this. He can't move. He is bound. And the chapter is coming to an end. And Shukadeva Goswami says, making a very loud proclamation about Mother Yashoda's special position. Evam sandarshito anga harina vrityavashyata svavashenapi krishnena yasyedam sheshwaram vashe. He is saying that this pastime, Krishna being bound, is an open declaration by Krishna that he is controlled by his devotee. And svavashenapi krishnena, Sukadeva Goswami says, who can control Krishna? Svavashenapi. He can be controlled only by himself. And Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma cannot control him. And this Mother Yashoda is controlling him. And then while giving more blow, and Sukadeva Goswami gets into ecstasy. He says, Nemam virincho na bhavo na shirap anga samshaya prasadam lebire gopi yatat prapya vimuktidat. What Mother Yashoda got, Brahmaji and Shiva did not get. And na shir api anga samshaya. Lakshmiji is massaging the Lord's feet and she also did not get this, what Mother Yashoda is getting. What Mother Yashoda got? Tat prapya vimukti dat. Vimukti. See, mukti is liberation. Vimukti is higher than liberation, which is pure love of Krishna. And Mother Yashoda got that. And as the chapter comes to an end, he reveals how anyone can get this special mercy. Shukadeva Goswami says, see, we are very foolish in this world. We think if I am coming to Krishna, I will get happiness. But Mother Yashoda's paradigm is different. We come to Krishna consciousness because we want happiness. Mother Yashoda is serving Krishna because she wants to make Krishna happy. There is a difference, very big difference. Therefore, Shukadeva Goswami says, what Mother Yashoda got, no one can ordinarily get it. Because her paradigm was different. Nayam sukapo bhagavan. Maybe you can repeat after me. This is a beautiful verse. Nayam sukapo bhagavan. Dehi nam gopika sutha. Gyani nam chatma bhutanam. Yata bhakti matamya. Those who are in bodily consciousness can never get this. Those who are jnanis can never get this. Those who are yogis can never get this. What they cannot get? What Mother Yashoda got. which can only be got by bhakti matamya, wanting to please Krishna. See, this is the difference between semantic religions, Christianity, Islam, Judaism, and Krishna consciousness. In all other religions, God exists because he has to do something for me. God, give me our daily bread. God is there for me. If I am not, the whole identity of God for many people is in my context. In Hare Krishna, we say, well, God is enjoying. Prabhupada was mentioning today. God is supreme enjoyer. He's, whether you like it or not, whether you are miserable or not, happy, Krishna is having his party. This is very difficult for many people to understand. If God is, they think God is busy because he's solving my problem. If God is not solving my problem, what is God doing? This is all I-centered religion. But to appreciate Krishna consciousness, we need to understand Krishna as an identity, as an existence other than me. That is the beginning of Vrindavan Bhakti. So now, Sukadeva Goswami says that Mother Yashoda has bound Krishna and Krishna is now looking outside his house. What does he see there? He sees two Yamalarjuna trees. Now it's interesting, look at the irony here. Krishna is bound by Mother Yashoda. In material world, we are also bound. Krishna is bound by the rope of, but rope of love of Mother Yashoda. We are bound by the rope of material desires. And it's interesting, generally when somebody is bound, what happens to him? He can't move. But the Niti Shastra say that we are bound by desire rope. They are such special rope that when we are bound, what happens? Asha nama manushyanam kaschid avcharya shrinkala. Look at this surprising rope of asha, desire. Yata baddha pradavanti. When somebody is bound by this rope, he is running everywhere. Mukta tishtanti panguvat. When one is freed from these ropes, he is just in one place. So we are all bound by these ropes of material desire. So we are running everywhere for sense gratification. But a pure devotee is also bound by the rope of not material desire, but Krishna's love. And he also runs everywhere to get the conditioned souls. Tektva sudhishtija surep sitaraja lakshmim dharmishta arya vachasa yadagada aranyam maya mrigam deitaep sitamanvadhavad vande maha purushate charanaravindam. So pure devotee is also running behind the conditioned souls. So just like Krishna is bound by Mother Yashoda's love, a pure devotee is also bound by Krishna's love. And that is the basis of many pastimes. And Krishna is also bound by his pure devotee's love. So as the chapter ends, this is the 9th chapter, it's ending now. As the chapter ends, Sukadeva Goswami says, Krishna has now decided to give mercy to Nalakuver and Manigrave, who are bound to the trees. They are bound to the tree body and Krishna says, okay, now I will liberate them. Look at the funny part here. Krishna is bound. Krishna is bound, but he is saying, I will free them. You know, this is one of the many, many beautiful contradictions of Krishna. You know, Krishna has so many contradictions. With a small pinky finger, he can lift Govardhan. But when that fruit seller lady came to Vrindavan, Krishna couldn't even hold the grains properly and the grains were falling from his fingers. Same Krishna. What a contradiction. Krishna is known as Lakshmipati. Thousands of Lakshmis are serving him. So one who is Lakshmipati, does he need anything? He is the wealthiest. But what does Krishna do? He steals butter. Who steals? One who doesn't have anything. So Lakshmipati is stealing. And he's glorified for that stealing. Do you know any big man? Do you know any person who's glorified for stealing? Like if the billionaire, I don't want to name him, the India's richest man, if in the annual general body meeting, the shareholders meeting, if he's introduced, this is such and such person, and his credentials are, when he was in school, he used to steal a lot. Nobody likes to be called as a thief. But look at Krishna, Lakshmipati, he is stealing butter. That is the second contradiction. Third is, Gajendra prayers we find, Yakaschanesho, Balinonta Koragat, Prachanda Vegat. Our death is afraid of Krishna. and Krishna is afraid of his mother Yashoda. This is another contradiction, beautiful contradiction. And fourth contradiction is Krishna kills demons, but he is easily defeated by his friends, coward boyfriends. In fact, after killing, Keshi. So some of the boys said, hey, how did Krishna cannot kill? This is not our Krishna, I think. There's something wrong here. But then they called him and they wrestled with him. Shridama wrestled with Krishna and defeated Krishna. And then they said, ah, theek hai, hamara hi hai Krishna, not normal hai. So like that. So Krishna, this is one of the contradictions of Krishna. Another amazing contradiction of Krishna, paradox is, he steals the clothes of the gopis in Vrindavan. That pastime is there. But he provided unlimited sari to Agre Kuruna Matapandavanam Dushasanena Ritavastra Kesha Krishna Tadakroshadananyanatha Govindadamo Dharamadaveti. So when Dushasan Ritavastra Kesha, when he was dragging Draupadi by her hair and by her sari, Krishna provided unlimited sari. So like this. And another amazing contradiction of Krishna is, Krishna is Sarvagya. He knows everything. He knows what's happening in our heart. He knows what you prayed 20 years ago. He has made, he knows everything, Sarvagya, because he's there in the heart as Paramatma. Isn't it? What is the verse in the Gita? Sarvasya Chaham Ridhisanni Vishto. He's there in the heart. He knows everything we are praying. But the same Krishna who is Sarvagya, in Vrindavan he becomes Mugdha. Totally bewildered. Confused. And he is looking at Mother Yashoda and saying, I don't know. Vibarchik, vibartich, kvachit, agyapta, pita kon mana padukam, bahukshepam cha kurute, swanam cha pritimavahan. When his father says, get me that paduka, he gets a paduka. Then he wants to get the seat, asana. Then he's lifting it. He's not able to lift it. Then what does he do? Bahukshepam. He starts saying, okay, I'll try harder. I will get it. I will be able to lift it. And pritim avahan. All the gopis are laughing to see Krishna's a beautiful pastime. So, he is Mugdha and also Sarvagya. This is another contradiction. And one more contradiction is, he killed Putana, but he gave her liberation. He gave her the position of mother, nurse. When Krishna was leaving this world, he called out his mother. And immediately three ladies appeared. Devaki, Yashoda and Putana. And the last contradiction, which is today we are discussing, the eighth one, is Krishna is bound, but he is releasing Nalkuver and Manigrave. So this is amazing contradiction. See, now don't say, "Arey, contradiction resolve karne ka humko." See, devotees means they, if the contradictions are resolved, they try to understand. They resolve, they are happy. And they say, Hari Bol, they are happy. If the contradictions are not resolved also, they are happy. They simply want to glorify Krishna. And Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, all these contradictions can be resolved if you understand one quality of Krishna. What is that? Bhakta Vatsala. He loves his devotees, and for his devotees all these contradictions he manifests. He gives the example of a bumblebee, when the bumblebee enters the lotus flower for nectar, the bumblebee has enough strength to penetrate wood. Daru bheda nipunopi shadangrir, but nishkriya bhavati pankajakoshi, but it gets trapped by the lotus petal. Because then there is so much nectar in that lotus. So Krishna is like that bumblebee, and devotee's heart is like that lotus flower. And there is so much nectar in the devotee's heart, and Krishna is taking that nectar from the devotee's heart, that petals, his knowledge aspect, that he is the Supreme Lord, that gets covered and is happy to be covered over, his knowledge to be covered over. So that is how we understand. And therefore Shukadeva Goswami says in this chapter that what Brajavasis are experiencing is most, most astounding. Yat padapamsur bahujanma krichrato dhritatma biryo gibira palabhyaha saeva yadrug vishaya swayam stita kim varnyate yat dishtam aho vrajaukasam. He says, aho vrajaukasam. What blessed fortune these Brajavasis have. What they have got is Yatrik Vishaya Swayam Stita. Krishna is standing right in front of them. This Krishna who cannot be obtained by yogis by doing penances for millions of years, by jnanis, by studying scriptures, what they cannot get. these Bajavasis have got. Look at Parikshit Maharaj. He is hearing all this. He is so attentive. Already 3.5 days have passed. And he has not eaten anything. He is fasting. He is tired. Like we are fasting for 3.5 hours. And we are tired. And he is fasting for 3.5 days. But he is not tired. He says, I am actually feasting on Krishna Katha. He is so attentive. When Sukadeva Goswami is narrating this, immediately he says, I have a question. He says, why this Nalakuver and Manigriv were cursed to be trees? I want to know this. So Sukadeva Goswami says that Krishna is replying to that answer. He says, Krishna, he wants to show now. What does he want to show? Mother Yashoda loves me, so she has bound me. There is another devotee who has also bound me by his love. And there is another devotee who has conquered me. Who is that devotee? Narada Muni. So Krishna wants to reciprocate with Narada Muni. So Sukadeva Goswami says that this Nalakuvera and Manigriv, sons of Kubera, very wealthy, very rich, but they had become proud. And they were in Kailash Ganga enjoying with their girlfriends. And they were naked. And they were enjoying. And Narada Muni came there, the girls immediately felt shy and they covered themselves. They dressed themselves. But Nalakuvera and Manigriv, shameless, they didn't care. And Prabhupada writes a very, very poignant purport, amazing point. He says, generally people go to Ganga to remove sins. They are in Ganga committing sins. So then, Prabhupada says, that's how intoxicated they were with pride. So, when we are intoxicated with false pride, only a pure devotee can smash it. So, we don't realize when we are intoxicated with pride, how degraded we can become. You know, Prabhuji was, Dwarkadish Prabhu was speaking about lust today. I was thinking, you know, sometimes if the attitude is right, lust can make a person humble. You know, a devotee can be like, Prabhu, please help me. But false pride just completely blinds one. And you know, just like when a person is drunk, you've seen this? A person is drunk and he may be lying in the gutter, but he thinks he's alright. You see? Everybody knows that he's drunk, but he doesn't think he's drunk. He's saying, I'm alright. So what does he need to come out of that state? Tight slap. Only then he will wake up. That's what happens when false pride. Nalakuvera and Manigriv are not trapped by false pride. Like they say in Hindi, you know, when it's very cold, your hand doesn't work. Haath kaam nahi karta, thand mein. Aur dimaag kaam nahi karta, ghamand mein. So when we are intoxicated with false pride, we can't understand what is right, what is wrong. So there is no other way. So Nalakuvera and Manigriv need now. What do they need right now? One big slap. And then they will wake up. So Narada Muni is a pure devotee. Pure devotees are not, he is not affected by three modes. He is driven by compassion. What did Maharaj say today morning class? He said, heart of compassion. Janmashtami festival. So, and wherever Narada Muni goes, it's all auspicious. Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Koye, Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hoye. Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Paye Bhakti Lata Bij. So he comes there and he sees these naked men and he feels very sorry for them. Because they are not recognizing that a devotee has come. They need to dress themselves. So externally it appears right now that Narada Muni is angry. But he is not angry. What is the proof? Falena Parichayet. Look at what he does. He curses them apparently, but he curses them in such a way that they get Krishna. So it's not curse. You know, Srila Prabhupada was in that, morning star ranch. All naked people in that colony. Srila Prabhupada was taken there for preaching. So he saw one man, you know, in that, they have their own farm, they live naked there. They have their own crazy philosophy. Srila Prabhupada looked at him and said, what are you doing? So that man said, I'm growing potatoes. Prabhupada said, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about what are you doing with your life? That statement hit him so hard. Arey, haan, main zindagi mein kya kar raha hun? And he just followed Prabhupada. And he came to the temple. And like this, many, many people came. And this man, he went on to become a devotee. His son is an initiated devotee. also his son also, and he's made a lot of services he has rendered. We personally know him. So this is Prabhupada disciple story. And you are saying, after Prabhupada came to that colony, next day, many people from that colony came for Mangalarti morning program. Prabhupada said, kapda pehen ke aanega. The Shukdev Goswami ko imitate nahi karne ka. So here, Nal Kuber and Manigriva are like this, in that naked condition. Now Shukdev Goswami says, Krishna is seeing them now in the form of trees. And he is now going to fulfill Narad Muni's curse. Narad Muni had cursed them to become trees. So this is an amazing teamwork between pure devotee and Krishna. To deliver the conditioned soul, Krishna or pure devotee must teamwork. And they have come together to deliver us. You know, we are so blessed. And Prabhupada gives a beautiful example in that purport, in that chapter. He says the child has gone to sleep, but forgot to take the medicine. So father has to wake him up. So father, what he does, he pinches the child. Pinch. So the child wakes up. And then he gives the medicine. So Prabhupada says, similarly, that pinch we go through, the pain we go through, that is given to us so that we take the medicine of holy name. Same verse, same purport, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur gives a different example. He says the child has gone to sleep. Mother wakes up the child. Wake up. And the child wakes up. Why did you wake me up? Mother says, you forgot to take kheer. The child eats the kheer. So the holy name is both medicine and kheer. Right? So Prabhupada, our acharyas, they come and they wake us up from our slumber and they give us the holy name. So Narad Muni's curse here acts as alarm clock. He tells them that you are shameless. You are naked like the trees. I curse you to become trees. And then Narad Muni, there are beautiful verses. He says, you are proud of your wealth. Janma Aishwarya Shuta Shri. Wealth, knowledge, beauty and... No, wealth, knowledge, beauty and birth. These are the four things which cause a lot of pride. And Narad Muni says, out of these four, which is the most powerful to cause pride? Wealth. Why? Because wealth gives you controllership and you can enjoy in this world with wealth. So, and that is why we have come to this material world, to be enjoyer and controller. So wealth is extremely dangerous. So, and then Narad Muni says, oh, these two upstarts, you are lost in blindness, you are killing and you are leading a licentious lifestyle and you are fools. You can't understand that this body is temporary. Krimi with bhasma sanyitam. The body will become worms. It will be eaten by worms after you die, if it is buried. If it is burned, it will become ashes. If it is just thrown away, it will become stool, because the birds will eat your body flesh and they will pass stool. That is the conclusion of this body. A big king, after he dies, his body is useless. And whom does this body anyway belong to? Does it belong to the parents? Does it belong to the sun who lights fire to the body? Does the body belong to Mother Earth? Does the body belong to the master who engages you in service? So Narad Muni asks these provoking questions and says, all your false pride is connected to this body and this body is useless. But when you are intoxicated with pride, you can't see this. So now I will deprive them of their wealth and their false pride so that when they are humble, they will understand. And they will become devotees. He gives an example of a woman who has not born a child. So he says, if a woman is barren, she cannot understand what is the pain of childbirth. Similarly, you cannot understand and empathize with others' suffering because you are simply intoxicated with your wealth. You know, sometimes when you are materially comfortable, you cannot know what is suffering. Like there was a very infamous French queen. When she was told, people have nothing, they don't have any bread to eat, what did she tell them? If they don't have bread, give them cake. So then they killed her. Some years ago, I read a book by one Christian priest. I just skimmed through it. One Dutch priest. He wrote a book called Wounded Healer. So he's a professor in Harvard University. And he says, because he went through a lot of suffering, so his theory is that when you're wounded as a healer, then you can actually help others better. when you go through suffering. But then Narad Muni chants one of the most beautiful verses in the Bhagavatam. Please repeat after me. Yata kantaka vidango jantor nechati tam vyatam jiva samyam gato linger na tatha vidda kantaka. He says, Eta kantaka vidango. When somebody is pricked by thorns, what happens? Jantor nechati tam vyatam. Are itna pain ho gaya, nahi chahiye mujhe aur pain, aisa nahi chahiye. And then what else happens? Jiva samyam gato linger. Nobody else should get this pain because I am going through so much pain. Na tatha vidda kantaka. But one who has not gone through that pain will not be able to understand what is the pain. So let them go through this pain, let them be trees. But Narad Muni gives a twist to this curse. He says, let them become trees, but let them retain their consciousness as Gandharvas. What a terrible curse in one sense. Trees' consciousness is covered, that's why they are able to tolerate all the heat and cold and rain. But here we have Nal Kuber and Manigrave in the body of a tree, but the consciousness they have retained. Srila Prabhupada here writes the famous story of Puna Mushika Bhava. Everybody knows this story? What is that? There was a sage. Who came to him first? One rat came, one mouse came for help. Why? The cat was chasing. What did the sage say? Okay, I will protect you. What the sage did? He made the rat into a cat. And then who chased the cat? A dog. Again that cat came running to the sage. And the sage said, I'll make you a dog. Then the fox came to chase the dog. And the sage made the dog into a fox. The fox ran away. And then a lion came to attack the fox. And the sage made the fox into a lion. And then what did the lion do? Looked at the sage and said, Mahaprasade Govinde, breakfast. So sage looked at the lion, Are, lion is looking at me only. He wants to eat me only. So what did the sage do? Puna Mushika Bhava, become a rat again. So this is what has happened with Nal Kuber Manigrave. Narad Muni has cursed them to become trees. And when they are deprived of their wealth, immediately they become humbled. You know, C.S. Lewis, he says, for many of us, humiliation comes before humility. We have to go through suffering. One of the first winner of Kaun Banega Karodpati event 12 years ago, the one who won the 5 crore prize money, the first man to win 5 crores, was a man called Sushil Kumar. He won 5 crores and he went crazy. And today, and in this journey of 12 years, is so dramatic. So much money he got and so many friends. Suddenly from everywhere friends came and so much respect. And he was invited as chief guest for many places. And he started thinking too high of himself. And he says, now today, and he lost all that money finally. And finally today, right now, he is a simple school teacher in Bihar. And he says, the peace I am experiencing now, I cannot describe. When I had all that money, I suffered so much. I lost it in gambling and got drunk. I got addicted to drinking. My family life was totally destroyed. He just couldn't handle that money. And he says, his realization was, when you have money, people ask you, how are you? When you don't have money, they ask you, who are you? And when you lose money, what happens? And he says, slowly, slowly, when I became a pauper, all those friends disappeared. Everybody disappeared. I had nothing. I just had one cow and I used to sell her milk. And I was living like that. I read one poem, one line. मेरी जेब में जरा सा छेद क्या हो गया सिक्के से ज्यादा रिश्ते गिरने लगे. That's what happens, right, in life. When you get small, coins don't fall so much. So this is false pride because of having so much wealth. Markatasya surapanam yata vrischika damshanam tanmadye bhuta sanchara edva tadva bhavishyati. The Niti say that imagine a monkey. Oh, can monkey ever be peaceful? No. Markatasya surapanam. If the monkey starts drinking liquor, markatasya surapanam, and then madhye vrishchika damshanam, and on top of it, if a scorpion bites that monkey, then what happens? And then on top of it, tan madhye bhuta sanchara. If a ghost haunts him, edva tadva bhavishyati. You can imagine what will happen. Similarly, already we have this body, material body. False pride is there. On top of it, you get some beauty, some skill, some birth and some wealth. So this is like adding more and more intoxication to our restless, fickle, ego-driven existence. So therefore, those who are saintly people, they voluntarily accept poverty. Prabhupada says in the purport. Of course, we have to clarify, it's not that, oh, those who are poor don't have pride. Or those who are rich, they are proud. It's not like that. Recently, one journalist wrote a newspaper report that he used to go to Dadar and every day give 10 rupees to one beggar. He says, I didn't see him there. And I was surprised. And after 1 month, I saw him in another bridge somewhere else in the Dadar, other place. I asked him, you are begging there. You are not begging anymore there. You have come here. Why? He said, no, that bridge I gave away in dowry to my daughter's wedding. So he is also, they also have a sense of identity. So you can't say that a beggar, Prabhupada says, is a proud of his own penny. But just like we say, smartphone can cause distraction, but not everybody who has a smartphone is distracted. Similarly, not everybody who has wealth is intoxicated with pride. That's not the point. But there is a good chance of getting distracted by false pride. So then what do we do now? Srila Prabhupada answers this very, very important question. Should we now torture ourselves with poverty and austerity and so that we don't become proud? No. Prabhupada says, gives an example. Overeating causes diabetes. Undereating causes tuberculosis. So Prabhupada says, devotees therefore should be neither diabetic nor tubercular. They should be neither. Similarly, we should not get carried away by extraordinary austerity and then suffer. Or get obsessed with wealth. Basically, Prabhupada says, do basic and focus on Krishna consciousness. Kamasya nendriya priti labo jiveta yavata jivasya tattva jigyasa narto yascheha karma bhi. Do what is needed, but focus on tattva. Focus on understanding Krishna. As we get older, I've seen devotees need some basic facilities. But how Maya gets us, we get these facilities so that we can take shelter of Krishna. But we start taking shelter of those facilities. And that's how Maya traps us. So anyway, the moral of the story so far is, this is Narad Muni's curse. If a saint's curse is so beneficial, imagine what will be his blessing. Isn't it? So the whole point is, hold on to pure devotees. Because remember, they have bound Krishna with their love. Mother Yashoda, Narad Muni. And if we are getting association of those devotees who have bound Krishna with their love, then Krishna can't free himself from their love and he will do what they have desired. So our hope is that. So we are made up of devotees' mercy. And one of the best examples of this is Giriraj Maharaj. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, he writes, that if we want to be devotees in long run, steady devotees, we need three things. Shushrusham, hearing about Krishna. Second, he says, is Mahat Seva, service to devotees. And then there is third, very important. He says, this is the first principle, which is Satam Kripa, causeless mercy of pure devotees. Kaise toh karke humko woh chahiye? So Giriraj Maharaj says, he is one amazing example of his own life. He says, when he was a young boy at Boston, Srila Prabhupada came to Boston University. And in the class, he asked any questions. So Giriraj Maharaj was a young college student, just come first time for the class, ISKCON program. And he raised a hand and he said, how do I know who is a proper guru? So Prabhupada said, what do you want? Do you want to serve Krishna or do you want to become God? And he felt completely shaken because he said, when Prabhupada said, do you want to be servant of God or do you want to become God? I felt Prabhupada's finger was pointing to my Prabhupada saw that in my room. where I was staying, I had put a big poster with a finger like this saying, "You are God." And I used to meditate on that every day. So it was as if Prabhupada knew that I had put this painting in my room. And Prabhupada is saying that is bogus. So then I got shaken. And then Prabhupada left Boston, went to other cities. And after 3 years, he came to Boston again. By this time, Giriraj Maharaj had become devotee. He was dhoti, kurta, tilak. So Prabhupada was giving class. And then during the class, Prabhupada looked at Giriraj Maharaj, who was now a devotee with dhoti, kurta, tilak. And Prabhupada looked at him and smiled. And he said, "I know you. Last time I was here, I looked at you and I prayed to Krishna. Krishna, here is such a nice boy. Please make him a devotee." So Giriraj Maharaj says, "Then I understood how I became devotee." I was thinking, I am intelligent, I am understanding philosophy. So this is called Satam Kripa. Mercy of devotee. Narad Muni has given this mercy to Nal Kuber and Manigrib. So I know one devotee also, you know, who says, every day he prays for 5 devotees. And I asked him, "Why do you pray? Are you somebody great who can pray?" He says, "No, I am giving Krishna a laugh. But I am praying so that I know that so many devotees are praying for me. So I am hoping that if I am praying for devotees every day, if I spend few minutes, then devotees will continue to pray for me also." Because we need each other, right? You see, I don't need anybody for my spiritual life. That is arrogance. And everybody needs me. That is illusion, right? Mujhe kisi ki zarurat nahi. Ye vehm chhodiye. Sabko meri zarurat hai. Ye vehm chhodiye. So this is our illusion, false pride. So now, very, very important. So, this is very, very clear so far that Nal Kuber and Manigrib pastime reveals that if we are connected to a pure devotee, then Krishna will take us very seriously. So, Sukadeva Goswami reveals what is now Krishna thinking. Krishna is now in grinding mortar. He sees those 2 trees. Look at Krishna's thinking. Please repeat this verse. Rishir Bhagavata Mukhyasya. Satyam kartum vacho hari. Jagamashana kestatra. Yatrastham yamalarjuno. Rishir Bhagavata Mukhyasya. He is a very, very special devotee. Narad Muni. This is what Krishna is thinking. So what I will do? Satyam kartum vacho hari. I will make his statement true. Jagama shanakestatra. Slowly Krishna started crawling. Tatra. That place. Which place? Yatrastam Yamalarjuna. Where the Yamalarjuna trees were positioned. And as he reached the trees, what did Krishna began thinking? This is one of the most beautiful verses. So now Krishna is now seeing the trees, both the trees. And he says, Devar shirme priyatamo, yadimo dhanadatmajo, tattata sada ishyami, yad gitam tan mahatmana. Krishna said, Devarshi Narad, Devarshir me priyatamo, he is most dear to me. And who are these 2? Yadimo dhanadatmajo, they are rascals. So Krishna is very clear, very, very clear. Devarshi Narada is very dear to me, but they are intoxicated with wealth. So what I will do? Tattata sada ishyami, I will make my pure devotee statement true. What statement he made? That Krishna, because he said, I'll curse you to be trees with Gandharva consciousness, but you be in Vrindavan and Krishna will deliver you one day. So Krishna is now saying, I will make his statement true. And why? Yad Gitam Tan Mahatmana. This is a Gita spoken by Mahatma. We know Bhagavad Gita, but this is Mahatma Gita. We read Bhagavad Gita, which is spoken by Krishna. But Krishna is referring to the Gita spoken by his devotee. So when a pure devotee is cursing, pure devotee is chastising, that is mercy. June 23, 1976, there is a room conversation in New Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada is arguing with devotees who are posing as scientists, you know, the debate. So for every question, Prabhupada is saying, so you rascal, don't you understand? So for everything, Prabhupada is chastising them and saying rascal. Rascal, rascal. So one of the devotees was acting as scientist immediately said, why do you call us rascal? Because that was also a nice argument. Immediately Prabhupada, without, you know, it's in just a flash response. When he said, why do you call us rascal? Prabhupada immediately said, because I love you. Because I can't see you suffer again and again in this material world. That's why I'm telling you, practice Krishna consciousness. Do you understand, you rascal? again, Prabhupada told him. You know. But this is the power of being connected to a devotee, because these pure devotees are always, by their mood, they have captured Krishna. Srila Prabhupada gives a whole list in the purport of so many devotees and their prayers. Like Haridas Thakur, nobody has chanted like Haridas Thakur. And what is his prayer? What does he want to be when Mahaprabhu says, ask for any benediction you want? He says, make me a dog in the house of devotees, so that I can serve them and I can get some prasad. And then next verse he says, sorry, what a big benediction I asked. I should not have asked for this. This is a nice verse, you can repeat. Sachiranandana Bap. Kripa karo more. Kukuru koriya more. Raka bhakta ghare. He's saying, Sachiranandana Bap, oh my Lord, Father, Sachinandan, Kripa karo more. What mercy? Kukuru koriya more. Make me a dog. Raka bhakta ghare. Keep me in the house of devotees. So this is a devotee's mood. Narottamdas Thakur says, Chadiya Vaishnava Seva Payeche Nistara Keva. Rupa Goswami says, Guru Padashray is the first principle. So we need. So Krishna decides, and then he goes between the trees and the wooden grinding mortar gets stuck, and Krishna gently pushes and the trees come crashing down, and there is amazing lightning that appears, flash of lightning, and from that lightning two effulgent personalities, Nalakuvir and Manigriva, appear, and they offer most beautiful prayers in the Srimad Bhagavatam. They pray, Krishna, you are the most wonderful supreme personality of Godhead. You are beyond three modes. You are time. You are the super soul. You are the beginning, middle and end of everything. You are Vishnu. No one can understand you. We are simply offering obeisances to you. Srila Prabhupada there, he writes a purport that instead of understanding Krishna in detail, let us simply offer obeisances and serve him. He says, the logic Prabhupada gives is, anyway Krishna is everywhere and Krishna is everything and Krishna is ultimately everything. It is Krishna only. And anyway, we can't understand Krishna without Krishna revealing himself. So why not simply serve him? And how we can translate this, no? We can translate all these prayers. This is in third person. Many times we say, Nalkuver prayed like this. Or, you know, we quote, Parikshit Maharaj is saying like this. So all the prayers, we quote them in third person, as if the third person is offering these prayers to Krishna. What we need to do as devotees is, we need to offer these prayers in first person. We need to offer, like, no, Nalkuver Manigriva is saying, Krishna, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we need to offer these prayers as in first person. It has to be our prayer. We can't hide behind these prayers of Acharya. We need to say, Krishna, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna, you are beyond the three modes. We have to invest emotions. This is what we do. And then Nalkuver Manigriva say, Krishna, we are so fortunate. You come as a fish, tortoise, hog, which are ordinary creatures, but you perform extraordinary pastimes. And look at our great fortune. We saw you here perform the pastime of killing Putana, Trinavarta, Shaktasur. And they were cursed to be trees for thousands of years. Actually, if you see in one sense, it's inauspicious. But you know what is the prayer they're offering? Please repeat. Nama Parama Kalyana. Nama Parama Mangala. Vasudevaya Shantaya Yadunam Pate Namam. After being cursed for thousands of years, this is their realization. Nama Parama Kalyana. We got the greatest welfare, greatest benediction. Nama Parama Mangala. The most auspicious thing has happened in our life because we got darshan of Krishna. And then they seek permission of Krishna to leave and go back to their Gandharva Loka. So when I was reading this, I was surprised. I said, "Arre, Krishna mil gaye? Abhi kyo jane ka? Sab ho gaya, itna sab tree ke sharir mein, so much suffering." But when I read the next verse, I was so inspired, so satisfied. Because this verse reveals the amazing transformation in their consciousness. They are not wanting to leave. See, nobody wants to leave after having got Krishna's darshan. But why they want to leave? Ajuna hi nau bhumam tavanu charakin karo darshanam no bhagavata rishir asid anugraha. They are saying, "My dear Lord of the universe, Ajuna hi nau bhumams, please give us permission to serve tavanu charakin karo, your servant Narad Muni. Because of him, darshanam, we have got your darshan. O Lord, because of him, rishir asid anugrahat, unke anugrah se ame darshan mila hai." So, they don't want to forget that. They don't want to forget the mercy they got and they want to serve. So, service to pure devotee is more pleasing to Krishna. Because that pure devotee is actually serving Krishna only. So, they are becoming servant of servant. Srila Prabhupada, he writes in one Janmashtami journal entry that today is Janmashtami, Gaur Purnima, sorry, yeah. Prabhupada is saying, I should have been in Vrindavan, I'm remembering Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Govind, he's remembering Vrindavan. But Prabhupada is there for higher service. There is one class where Srila Prabhupada is saying to all those elderly people, 1965, they're sitting in his class. Prabhupada says, "I'm not happy here, I'm remembering Vrindavan. And I want to go back to Vrindavan." He's saying like that. But then he says, "No, but I will not go back. My guru has ordered me to serve." So like this. And then Narad, Nalkuvar and Manigriva offer a beautiful prayer. They say, "Krishna, please give us one blessing. One blessing we ask. Vani gunanu katane shavano kathayam hastau cha karma sumanas tava padayorna smrityam shirastava nivasa jagat praname drishti satam darshane stubhavattanunam." They say, "My dear Krishna, vani gunanu katane, let from our tongues only your glorification let it come. Shavano kathayam, let our ears be only engaged in hearing your glories. Hastau cha karmasu, all our hands and senses let it be engaged only in serving you." And they are saying, "Manas tava padayorna, let our mind be only focused on your lotus feet. And let us always remember to offer obeisances to everyone." Look at this. Some time ago, they were not able to recognize Narad Muni. Now they want to offer obeisances to everyone, every living being. And then they are saying, "Drishti satam, let us only look out for your devotees. Because your devotees are non-different from you." So like this, when Krishna heard all these prayers, he was very happy. He smiled. And both of them did pradakshina of Krishna. And when they were about to leave, Krishna said, "I know your situation. Actually, Narad Muni is my pure devotee. And you are fortunate that you were blessed by him." Krishna tells them, "Sadhunam samachitta nam sutaram madkutatmanam darshananno bhaved bandha pumsokshno savituryata." Krishna says, "Sadhunam samachittanam," Narad Muni is peaceful, "sutaram madkutatmanam," and is completely dependent on me. And you are delivered because you got his darshan and he saw you. That is why you got delivered. Because when you see a pure devotee, Krishna says, "Pumsokshno savituryatha." It is like the sun rising. When the sun rises, what happens? All darkness goes away. You remember earlier we were speaking how Vyasdev wrote in the Bhagavatam that sun is Krishna. When Krishna rises, all darkness goes. All ignorance goes. And Krishna is saying, when pure devotee sees you, all darkness goes. This is a classic example of Krishna glorifying devotees and devotees glorifying Krishna. Krishna said, "All your desires will be fulfilled. I bless you." And then they happily go for their service. And Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur and Srila Prabhupada write there that Krishna started crawling and started smiling. And Krishna said, he started thinking, "I have freed both of them, but I am bound. They are gone. But I am here waiting for my mother to come and release me. And I am actually enjoying this binding more than all the prayers that they offered. Actually, I enjoy when the gopis scold me, I enjoy it more than all the praises that I receive from the scriptures, from the other devotees. So like this, he started waiting for Krishna to come and release him. Waiting for Mother Yashoda to come and release him. And then what happened? You'll have to read the next chapter for that, 11th chapter. But Baldev Prabhu told me that you go on speaking till I send you a letter, till I send you a chit, so I will speak for some more time. I asked Baldev Prabhu, when should I stop? Do you want me to stop at 12:30? He said, keep speaking till I send you a letter. Stop. So I'm taking that liberty. I hope that is okay with all of you. Just a few minutes more. See, we have to clarify one thing. We are not simply devotees of Vrindavan, Krishna and all these pastimes, you know. Like Prabhuji spoke about Dwarka Leela. See, we love Dwarka Krishna also. In Dwarka, Krishna was ideal, giving charity, serving guests. So, in our social life, you know, we hear Dwarka Krishna Leela. For our individual nourishment, we hear Vrindavan Leela. And for protection of larger society, nation, we hear, like our Honorable Prime Minister of India, he came to one of our ISKCON temples for Janmashtami when he was the Chief Minister of Gujarat. So there he was giving a talk. He said, all of you are devotees of Vrindavan Krishna. The difference between you and me is we both worship Krishna, but you worship Vrindavan Krishna, who is playing Bansuri. I worship Kurukshetra Krishna. Because in Vrindavan, Krishna destroyed demons very unique way, you know, with his lips. Like Putana, he sucked her milk and he killed her. You know, with Shaktasur, with his feet he killed. Keshi, he punched into Keshi's mouth and choked him to death. Keshi had come in the form of a horse. And Trinavarta with his arms. Like that. But if you see in Kurukshetra, Krishna was just smiling. And he orchestrated the whole thing. So Krishna's Kurukshetra pastimes were also extremely sweet. Tateva chane naralo kavira yadahave Krishna mukharavindam netre pibanto nayanabhiramam parthastraputa padamapurasya. The third canto of Bhagavatam describes that when all these soldiers were in battlefield, they were dying, shot by Arjuna's arrows. Yadahave Krishna Mukharavindam. As they were dying, they were seeing Krishna's beautiful face. What happened to them first? First, what happened to them? Parthastra Putha. First, they got the arrow of Arjuna that purified them. And then they saw Krishna and Padamapurasya. They got highest destination. Therefore, Krishna is very, very amazing. So, Parikshit Maharaj is told by Shukadev Goswami in the Bhagavatam, that look at this Krishna and his relationship with their grandparents. Edvayam mantra kridvo bhagavan akileshvara pauravendra graham hitva pravivesh atmasat kritam. Look at this Krishna. He rejected Duryodhana's 5-star hospitality and he entered your grandparents' house as if it was his own house. Pravivesh atmasat kritam. Apna ghar samajh ke guste te ho. So you are all very special. And Krishna went as a messenger. Why did he go as messenger to Kauravas? You know that? For asking Shantidut Krishna, he went asking as a peace messenger. Because Yada Chapartha Prahita Sabayam Jagad Guru Yani Jagada Krishna Natani Pumsam Amritanayani Rajo Rumene Krita Punya Lesha. Partha Arjuna requested him, Krishna, please jao. Please, Jaka, unko ek bar samjha do. Krishna said, okay. But do you know the context? Why did Krishna go? Before he went, something happened. Before he went, there was a messenger of peace who came to Pandavas. Who was that? Sanjaya. And Krishna was with the Pandavas that time. And Sanjaya came and told them what message, you know, from Dhritarashtra. Dhritarashtra is telling the Pandavas, you are all very nice sons of Pandu. You are peace loving. We should not fight amongst brothers. You love Krishna. So go and stay with Krishna in Dwarka. Forget this kingdom. You should be peace loving, non-violent. Violence is not good. Brothers should not fight amongst themselves. Like that, there is a very long letter which Dhritarashtra writes, preaching. So when Krishna hears this, he gets so angry.
All the Pandavas are angry. Krishna tells Sanjaya, I will dictate one letter. Read this letter to Dhritarashtra. So next day, Sanjaya is in front of Dhritarashtra, Bhishma, Drona, Duryodhana, everybody is sitting in the assembly. And Sanjaya says, I have a message from Krishna. What is that message? He says, Krishna is giving this message to Dhritarashtra through Sanjaya. What is that message? He says, my dear King Dhritarashtra, please know your son Duryodhan is a tree of sin. And Shakuni is the branch, is the trunk of this tree. And Dushasan and Karna, they are the branches of this tree. And all your other sons, 98 sons, they are all the leaves and fruits of this tree. And you, O Emperor Dhritarashtra, you are the root of this tree. And I will come and uproot this tree from its roots. And do you know who is Yudhishthir Maharaj? Yudhishthir Maharaj is the tree of Dharma. Bhima is the trunk of this tree. Arjuna is the branch of this tree. Nakul Sahadeva are the fruits and leaves of this tree. And you know, I am the root of this tree. This is what Krishna tells. So then, when Krishna says this, everybody is stunned. And nobody is saying anything. And Duryodhana immediately dismisses it. And Sanjaya says, no, wait, before dismissing, let me tell you what happened. I went to the chamber, inner chamber, to request Krishna if he can do something to avoid the war. When I went, I was shocked. I saw on the bed, Krishna and Arjuna are laughing, they are clapping their hands, and suddenly they transformed into Nara, Narayan, Rishi. I realized that their incarnation of Nara and Narayan Rishi, Narayan Rishi has come as Krishna, and Nara has come, and Nara Rishi has come as Arjuna. And when I saw them, and I was about to leave, they saw me. And they again transformed to Krishna and Arjuna. And they called me inside. And Krishna said, Sanjaya, go and tell all the Kauravas, enjoy. Maja karo. Give charity. Do what you want. Have a great time. Because very soon I will come and destroy all of them. Whatever time you have now, you enjoy. Because I have a debt. Karz chukana hai. I have a very big debt I have to repay to Draupadi. And I am going to take the revenge for the insult they meted on Draupadi. So that time, Arjuna requested Krishna that Sanjaya is now gone with a message, but Krishna, you should go and once try. Now, Krishna comes as a peace messenger with Satyaki. Satyaki is a disciple of Arjuna. And Duryodhana understands Krishna has come. He makes very special arrangements and Krishna rejects it. And Duryodhana gets angry. He says, why do you, Krishna, always reject our hospitality? We are so sincere. Why don't you accept our hospitality? You are always favoring the Pandavas. So Krishna says, see, you are giving me this chappan bhog. Why will people eat? Anybody eats? Why does anybody eat? When he is hungry or when somebody is giving me a lot of love. I am neither hungry nor I want your love. Duryodhana was fully, Duryodhana, you know, if you read that conversation in Mahabharata, it's amazing. Duryodhana is convinced that Krishna is biased. His narrative, you know, how narratives can change. Because he is driven by false ego. So even Krishna knows, he will not understand. Because he is eye conscious. Jise main ki hawa lagi, use fir na dua lagi, na dawa lagi. So then, Krishna goes to Vidura's house. And when he is taking prasad in Vidura's house, Vidura says, Krishna, you know this Duryodhan is very nasty. I have a fear that you and Satyaki, he will arrest and he may kill you. He may try to attack you. So Krishna starts laughing. Krishna tells Vidura, do you know something, Vidura? I love Duryodhan. This is an amazing section in the Mahabharata where he says, I am Duryodhana's well-wisher. He doesn't know it. I will do whatever it takes. I will drag his hair and I will try my best to save him and avoid this war. And in the assembly, when Krishna proposes to Dhritarashtra that give the kingdom, half the kingdom to Pandavas, he invokes all the devatas and the sages to assemble. He says, all of you come and witness that I have tried my best to convince. Because later on when the war happens, nobody should say that Krishna did not try. He calls all the devatas, all the sages. And you know who comes? One of them is Parashuram also there. And Vibhish and Suryodhana refuses to give. That time, Parashuram says, before you decide not to give, please reconsider. I'll tell one story. Parashuramji is saying, that there was once upon a time a king called Dambodbhava. He was a very wicked king. And he was wanting to fight and there was nobody to fight him. So Narad Muni told him, go and fight with Nar Narayan Rishi. So Dambodbhava, he had 21 Akshauhini divisions. Prabhuji was saying about Akshauhini division today. You know one Akshauhini division, how big it is? It has 21,870 elephants and same number of chariots. 65,810 horse cavalry and 1,03,710 infantry, foot soldiers. That is one Akshauhini division. And Kauravas had 11, Pandavas had 7. And Dambodbhava had 21 Akshauhini divisions. Who is narrating this story? Parashuram. To whom? I am testing all of you, whether you are awake. Parashuram is telling this to the Kuru assembly. And he says, when Dambodbhava went to Narayan Rishi said, I am busy meditating. He told Nara to take care of them. So Nara took out one blade of grass, broke it into two, and he threw one half blade of grass, and suddenly so many weapons came that it destroyed all the 21 Akshauhini divisions of Dambodbhava. So then Parashuram says, and this Nara is Arjuna. So Arjuna alone is enough to finish off all of you. So Duryodhan again dismisses this. So then Krishna says, okay, I'll give a proposal. Pandavas will fight for you, he tells Dhritarashtra. Give them 5 villages. Because Pandavas are like 5 lions and all of you are like trees in the forest. The trees need lions to protect the forest and the lions need the trees to survive. So Pandavas also need you, you also need Pandavas. Again Duryodhan says, this is unfair, you know, they don't deserve the kingdom, all that. He gives a big lecture. So Krishna says, I am convinced today that in this assembly, dharma is considered as adharma and pap is considered as punya. And Duryodhan finally says, I won't give even a land that comes in the tip of a needle. You know, during this conversation, Dushasan gets brainwashed by Krishna. Dushasan shouts, he says, Duryodhan, give back the kingdom to Pandavas or I will bind you. So Duryodhan gets so shocked that his one Dushasan has changed. So he walks out. And then Dushasan says, "Are kya bol diya maine?" So then he runs behind Duryodhan and begs forgiveness. And Duryodhan starts planning to arrest Krishna. And the logic, if you see those verses, you will be amazed. Duryodhana's logic, he says, we have to arrest Krishna because this is the call of duty. This is dharma. Because Vamandev also arrested Bali Maharaj. So he is comparing himself with Vamandev. And Satyaki suspects, because Satyaki is, their mediation is going on. Satyaki is convincing Dhritarashtra and Bhishma. Krishna is convincing Dronacharya and others. All dialogues are going on. So Satyaki tells Krishna, Krishna, I think Duryodhana is planning outside. He is going to arrest you. Krishna says, you think all the ants can come together and arrest a lion? What will happen to a child if he puts his hand in the fire? And then finally, you know that pastime where he shows his Vishwarup and Duryodhana tries to arrest him and Duryodhana says, this is magic show, and he walks away. That is why this war had to happen. You know, when I remember a few years back, one man was working with the PMO after the Balakot airstrike. I was telling him that it was a very brave step the PM took. So he smiled. He said, you are Hare Krishna devotees. He had a nice statement. He said, agar dushman samjane se samaj jata, to bansuri bajane wala kabhi Mahabharat yudh nahi hone deta. He said like that. So anyway, the same Krishna, but you see, what is the mood in Vrindavan? Very different, very sweet. He's fighting with Chanura Mushti. He's killing Chanura Mushtika. And his friends are saying, and you know, it's like in cricket match in the earlier days, when a batsman scored century, all the fans would run into the stadium. So when Krishna killed Chanura and Mushtika, all his friends, they were in the stadium, they all came running to the wrestling arena and they started jumping with Krishna, dancing with Krishna, and they started wrestling with Krishna. And Kamsa is watching all of this. And to rub salt on Kamsa's wound, the insult to injury, Krishna is wrestling with his friends in front of Kamsa and Krishna loses. And Krishna looks at Kamsa. So these are all rasic purports, you know, in the especially Vrindavan pastime, Mathura pastime, there's such a flavor. When Prabhuji was speaking, I was remembering how in Gopal Champu also, Jiva Goswami gives a very amazing twist. He says, Krishna never killed Kamsa. Krishna will not kill, no. How can Krishna is very nice. Krishna will never kill uncle. You're not never supposed to kill uncle. He wanted to hit the helmet of Kamsa, but Kamsa got up, so accidentally he hit his. So like that, you know, very rasic purports our acharyas give. Trinavarta, when Krishna was on, because Mother Yashoda would play with Krishna, she would lift Krishna, she would, you know, toss Krishna. So when Krishna was tossed, Krishna felt, I want to also fly high like the birds one day. And when Krishna was on Trinavarta, it was like, you had a desire to go on, like, you know, something like Disneyland, you know, wanted to go on a high. And then he says, when he was on Trinavarta, that is the first time he saw Govardhan. And he said, hi, Aribol to Gujarat. And he said, I'm going to come very soon and perform pastimes there. So this is the same Krishna, but you see how it's different also. Kurukshetra, he's using his intelligence. So, on the 11th and 12th day, we know what happened. Bhishma Pitama fell. Then Krishna was in full flow. Actually, on the 4th day of the Mahabharata war, that was the first time Duryodhan realized that Pandavas are powerful. Because that one day, Bhima killed 10 brothers of Duryodhan. And Duryodhan said, my God, these people are very powerful. Bhishmacharya, he went to Bhishma Pitama and said, how did Bhima manage to kill my 10 brothers? So Bhishma said, because Krishna is doing all of this. And do you know, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And there is a chapter of glorification of Krishna by Bhishma to Duryodhan is hearing submissively. And the end of it, Duryodhan says, I agree. I admit Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I surrender to Krishna and I seek his blessings to win the war. Anyway, that's very... I was also laughing like you are laughing. So actually, Duryodhana offers obeisances there and to Krishna and wishes for victory. So then when Bhishma also, Krishna strategy, Bhishma, he put Shikhandi and get Bhishma lies on a bed of arrows. Then Duryodhana is such a master stroke. He thinks he's played a master stroke. He makes Dronacharya commander-in-chief. And Dronacharya says, you have honored me as a commander-in-chief. What can I do for you? So Duryodhana says, I order you to get me Yudhishthira Maharaj, arrest him. Dronacharya says, why arrest Yudhishthira? I will kill him. Duryodhana says, no, if you kill him, Pandavas will get so angry, they will destroy us. You arrest him, bring him to me, I will again play dice match, I will defeat him and send him to 13 years of exile. This is Duryodhana's crooked thinking. So Krishna knows all of this. So Krishna is orchestrating. So when Dronacharya is commander-in-chief, Dronacharya is focused on arresting Yudhishthira. And Krishna and Arjuna is challenged by Shamshaptakas, other mercenaries. So Arjuna is fighting them. So as he is fighting them, Bhagadatta, one of the very old warriors, he was so old, but very powerful. And he had one astra which is considered more powerful than Brahmastra. Everybody thinks Brahmastra is the most powerful. But Bhagadatta had one astra called Vaishnavastra. And when he shot that, it is said that you shoot that, nobody can face it. There is no counteraction to it. Anybody gets that Vaishnavastra, he will die. So when Bhagadatta shot Vaishnavastra at Arjuna, Arjuna has to die. But look at, see, Krishna promised he will not fight. But how Krishna took charge of this war? Krishna suddenly left the horses and he got up. When he stood, the arrow hit Krishna. And lo and behold, it turned into a beautiful garland. And Arjuna said, what is this? And then Krishna explained to him, hey, this is not an ordinary astra. And then he told Arjuna, kill him. So he said, Arjuna said, I'm not able to kill him. He's very powerful. Krishna said, because he's so powerful, but he's old. He's so old that he couldn't even keep his eyelids open. His eyelids are tied by a cloth. So Krishna tells him, you first destroy, break that cloth so that his eyes close. Then you kill him. So like this, there are one after another, you'll see whole Mahabharata director, producer. Then the Shrutaviva attacks. Shrutaviva is another powerful warrior who got one very special weapon, Gada from Lord Shiva. And he said, he was told that this Gada you can use only once. But whoever you throw it against, that person has to die. But second time if you try to attack, it will attack you only. So you can't use it twice. So he said, ek bar to marna hai, Arjun ko marna hai. So he had taken that Gada. So when he saw Arjun, he got so angry, he threw at Arjun. Now Arjun has to die. But again Krishna stood. So what happened this time? He didn't become garland. Krishna's masterstroke. Krishna knew that he'll get crazy. So Krishna stood up. So the Gada hit Krishna, but it bounced back so fast, it went back to his hand. And he got so angry that Krishna cheated, you know, Krishna got up. So again he threw it. But then that Gada turned back and killed him. You know, it's like hit wicket out in cricket, you know. is trying to kill Arjuna. He only got killed and Arjuna is like bewildered. What is happening? So Krishna is doing all of these things in... So then Dronacharya gets really upset by Krishna and Pandavas. They are constantly winning the war. So then he... Because Duryodhana is constantly insulting Dronacharya that you are partial. So then out of frustration on the 13th day, Dronacharya and the Kauravas, including Karna, all of them, six Maharathis, what do? They kill Abhimanyu. They use unfair means. And then Arjuna takes a vow that he will kill Jayadrath by sunset next day. Because Jayadrath was the one who had prevented the other Pandavas from entering the Chakravyuh. So that time Jayadrath says, I'll run back to my kingdom. So Duryodhana says, Arey, no, now I will not let you leave. Because now if you are there in the battlefield and if Arjuna fails, then Arjuna will end his life. So then Dronacharya, they approach Dronacharya for consolation. Dronacharya says, sorry, Arjuna has upper hand. But I will create a viewer more powerful than Chakravyuha. It is called Shakata viewer. Even Arjuna does not know how to break this. Nobody can break this viewer. This will be like, he says, a lotus flower in the beginning, in the entrance. Then there will be chariot and then there will be needle. It will be like a 40 kilometer length. And in the end, Jayadrath will be there, guarded by six Maharathis. So Arjuna and Krishna will have to travel 40 miles to approach Jayadrath. Look at the challenge. And Krishna is in anxiety. He is telling Arjuna, why did you take such a foolish vow? Arjuna says, that is your problem. Arjuna goes to sleep. Krishna is in anxiety. Then he calls for Daruka, his driver. And he says, Daruka, tomorrow when the battle leaves, Arjuna is not able to fulfill his vow, I will take my conch and I will blow the conch in Rishabha note. When you hear that note, immediately come there with all my weapons and I will destroy the whole Kaurava race. So then next day, Arjuna tells Satyaki, Satyaki, protect my brother Yudhishthir because Dronacharya will want to arrest him. That is his job. But I want to go and kill Jayadrath. Satyaki says, don't worry, I will protect Yudhishthir Maharaj. And Arjuna is running towards Jayadrath and who stops him first? Dronacharya. And he is not able to defeat Dronacharya's guru. So what Krishna does, you know? Amazing, what a genius Krishna is. Arjuna is fighting with Dronacharya. And he's not able to, because he has to go 40 kilometers. So what Krishna does, he suddenly changes the chariot and he goes ahead. And Arjuna says, Arey, you are supposed to fight an enemy, you know? He says, you will not, if you fight here, whole day will go. So then Arjuna has no problem, whatever Krishna says. And Duryodhana says, Dronacharya says, Arjuna, you are a coward. How can you leave a battle without completing it? And Arjuna says, you are my guru, you are not my enemy. So he goes away. So then Duryodhana becomes reckless. He tells his Dronacharya that you are a useless, we are feeding you, we are maintaining you. You are a traitor. So then Dronacharya gets very upset. He says, don't speak harshly, I am your guru. So what I will do, I will go and arrest Yudhishthir, you go and stop Krishna and Arjuna. So then Duryodhana becomes more reckless. He says, you could not stop Krishna and Arjuna and you are telling me to go and stop. He says, no, I will give you some special power by which you can go and stop them. He puts a golden armor on Duryodhana, completely covered by gold and a special armor. He says, Arjuna's no arrow can penetrate this. So if you go fast in your chariot, you can stop Arjuna. So then Duryodhana is running, in his chariot he is going. And Krishna says, Krishna understands, he tells Arjuna, Abhi Duryodhana aa raha hai peeche se. So let us have some fun. So what fun? Imagine they have to go 40 miles, they have to go to arrest, they have to kill Jayadrath and Krishna says, you know, Arjuna, our horses are tired. Let us take a break. I mean, you are taking a break, all your enemies whom you have conquered, they will all come back. But Krishna has full confidence, Arjuna has full confidence in Krishna. So Krishna is massaging the horses peacefully in the middle of the battlefield. And there is a time, it's a time bound, it's a 20-20 match, no? It's a time bound match. And here Duryodhana comes fast and he stops Arjuna. He says now and he starts shooting arrows. And Arjuna is shooting arrows at Duryodhana. Nothing is happening. All the arrows are falling off. And Krishna says, Arjuna, he has a special armor. His guru Dronacharya has put. So, but see, his finger nails, just below the nails, all that space is empty. So Arjuna shoots 10 arrows at the nails. Just on the top of the nails. And Duryodhana is such excruciating pain that he runs away from the scene. And that time all of them are defeated. And meanwhile, Yudhishthir tells Satyaki, I'm feeling worried about Arjuna. Go and find out. Satyaki says, I have to protect you. He says, don't worry, Bhima will protect me. You go. So Satyaki goes again. Dronacharya stops him. And Satyaki also avoids him. And Dronacharya says, you are also avoiding me like your guru, you know, Arjuna. He says, oh, guru. He says, I am a disciple of my guru, I have to follow his footsteps. So that Satyaki goes in. But then after some time, Yudhishthira is worried that, aray, Satyaki is also gone, Arjuna is also gone, no news, I am worried. He tells Bhima, you go. Drishtadyumna will protect me because Drishtadyumna is blessed to kill Dronacharya. So the Bhima goes and Dronacharya says, Bhima, you can go with my permission. Because I allowed Arjuna to go. I allowed Satyaki also to go. You can also go. So then Bhima says, no, I don't need your permission. Arjuna was kind to you, that's why he took you, that's why he left. I am your enemy. And Bhima throws a big gada at Dronacharya's chariot. And Dronacharya's chariot is broken to pieces, but Dronacharya jumps off the chariot. And Bhima goes and Bhima sees Arjuna and he roars loudly. Yudhishthira's heart is gladdened. And just when Jayadrath is in front and Arjuna is about to kill him, they reach there. And Krishna says another mystical thing. Krishna says, Arjuna, I'll create an illusion of sunset. So they will all feel that Jayadrath has won. And they will become happy. At that time you kill him. See, Krishna likes to play with demons like this. Make them feel. See, when you are hoping to win and suddenly you lose, now that pain is more. When I was a young boy, see, now cricket is India's obsession, right? When I was young, hockey was India's obsession. 1982 Asian Games, I remember as a young boy, I remember crying after that match. The final event of Asian Games was India-Pakistan hockey match and India was winning 2-0 in half-time and we were all, everyone on the stadium, all the Sardars were doing Bhangra and everybody was dancing, India has won. And suddenly, this after half-time, these Pakistani players come and they score 8 goals. And India lost and people were crying. So when you're winning and suddenly you lose, for Jayadrath is losing, they lose all the guard. They say, oh, Arjuna has lost, sun has set. And then Arjuna releases an arrow and Krishna says, wait, you can't kill him. Because he has got a special blessing. His father has blessed him that if his neck falls on the ground, whoever causes his neck to fall on the ground, that person's head will break into 1,000 pieces. So Arjuna, Krishna is telling Arjuna, you have to fight all these warriors and simultaneously shoot arrows to his neck and take it in the skyways, take it to Himalayas. He gives him the GPS and he says, there his father is doing meditation and throw this head on his lap. So Arjuna fights 6 Maharathis simultaneously and shoots an arrow at Jayadratha's head and couriers it to his father and it falls on his father's lap and his father is meditation, he picks up the head and throws it on the ground and his father's head breaks into 1,000 pieces. So you see how Krishna in one day what he has done, like this every day in the war, like this you will see so many stories. Dronacharya was using celestial weapons, so he had to be stopped, so Krishna tells Yudhishthira to lie. So Yudhishthira lies to Dronacharya and then Dronacharya is killed by Drishtadyumna and Ashwatthama gets angry that my father is killed. Ashwatthama has one very special astra. It is called Narayan Astra and the only way you can counter this is by offering Dandavat. So when Narayan Astra is released, Krishna announces all Pandava's army soldiers, Dandavat karo isko. So everybody does Dandavat except one person, Bhima. So then Krishna and Arjuna force Bhima to offer Dandavat. Otherwise, that astra would have killed everyone that day for Narayan Astra. So then he is shocked. Who? Ashwatthama gets very angry. So he releases one extremely powerful astra called Agneya Astra. Agneya Astra is an astra which will burn everything down. But as soon as he releases, Krishna looks at Agnidev. You know what had happened earlier? Agnidev, Arjuna had helped Agnidev devour Kandava forest. So Agnidev ko favor kiya tha na Arjuna. So Krishna bolte, dekho, apne aapko help kiya tha. So Agnidev immediately, no, Agni Astra has to act and Ashwatthama has released it and suddenly no fire. It's like, you know, those Diwali rockets. So Ashwatthama understands Narayan Astra is not working, Agni Astra is not working and then Ashwatthama becomes mad. He starts running in the battlefield, he throws his weapons and starts running around. He sab maya hai, Prabhu ki maya. He goes mad and Krishna is simply smiling, you know. So like this, you will see unlimited pastimes in the Mahabharata war. In the end of the war, when Krishna gets off the chariot, he tells Arjuna to get off first. And when Arjuna gets off and then Krishna gets off, the whole chariot is burned to ashes. Krishna says, I took all the astras, all the energy, I had taken it. And then after the war, when Dhritarashtra is embracing all the Pandavas, when he wants to embrace Bhima, Krishna stops and puts that iron statue of Bhima. And Dhritarashtra crushes it and starts lamenting that I killed Bhima. And then Krishna says, no, you have not killed him, don't worry. Bhima is here. So like that, you see so many pastimes. So I'll end now, but I just want to give a conclusion. See, basically Krishna is amazing, isn't it? Krishna is so deep, so powerful, so wonderful. And our Acharya, Rupa Goswami, knows what Krishna is thinking. You know, that whole Jagannath Puri pastime. So we are in that parampara where our Acharyas know what Krishna is thinking. What is in Krishna's mind? Rupa Goswami knows that. We don't know what is in our mind also. So Rupa Goswami says, three things about Krishna are very, very deep. Very deep. One is his intelligence, his navel, and his voice. And Krishna's activities, Krishna's pastimes are now revealed to us by our Acharyas, by our parampara, Srila Prabhupada. Otherwise, we can never know. I remember once Maharaj, Radhanaswami Maharaj, in the class, he asked the audience three questions. First two questions, everybody raised their hand. Third question, nobody could answer. I will also imitate, I will also ask the same question. Let's see. How many of you can see Radha Gopinath? Raise your hand. All of you can see, right? How many of you can see Gopinath smiling? All of you can see Gopinath. Third question Maharaj asked, nobody raised their hand. Maharaj said, all of you can see Gopinath smiling?
Yes.
How many of you know why Gopinath is smiling? Ab ye answer koi de nahi paya. Maharaj said, how many of you know on whom is Gopinath smiling? So Gopinath, Krishna is very mysterious. Yesterday's class, huh? Nandadulalpa was speaking. Krishna is surprising. How, what all he does, mysterious. So therefore, for us, Acharya has given us very simple. Glorify Krishna, hear his pastimes, then what will happen? Shukdev Goswami says, what happened to Brijavasis because they were talking about Krishna, same thing will happen to us. This is the assurance. What happened to Brijavasis, you know, because they were always talking about Krishna. This is the most important verse. Please repeat. Iti nanda deyo gopa. Krishna Rama Kata Muda. Kuruvanto Rama Manascha. Navindam Bhava Vedanam. Because iti nanda deyo gopa, all the nanda gopas, everybody was glorifying Krishna. What happened because of that? Krishna Rama Katam Muda. They were deriving happiness by glorifying Krishna. Because of these two things happened. Kuruvanto Rama Manascha. Their happiness increased more and more. Affection for Krishna increased more and more. And second, very interesting. Navindam Bhava Vedanam. They did not perceive the suffering of material world. The sufferings of material world all of us are going through. No one is spared. No? But if we are absorbed in Krishna, and if we move from I space to Krishna space, as we hear more about Krishna, then we can relish and all the dots in our life can be joined. Right now we are all living in the head religion. You know, and trying to analyze so many things. But when we hear about Krishna, our heart will be nourished and we will experience Krishna's sweetness. And that sweetness, how can anybody disprove that? Somebody may logically prove to you Krishna is not God. But how can he disprove the experience that you have got of Krishna? Right? I remember Prahlad Priya Prabhu once was saying such a beautiful thing. He said, one day it was raining, his daughter was very small. She was very small that time. And he was going out to office and suddenly his daughter, without anybody telling her, she came running with an umbrella. And she gave it to her father. And Prahlad Priya Prabhu said, I was stunned. I felt how sweet. I didn't even tell her and she gave me the umbrella. And then he got the realization that so many times we don't even tell Krishna and we get so many things in life. So he was saying, if we have to meditate on how Krishna is also so sweet. Today if you see in the morning class, Maharaj was at least 5 times he mentioned about gratitude. Actually this is it. Constantly expressing gratitude and sincerely doing seva. This is what will give us experience of Krishna. And you know, I was telling the Gopal's Garden teachers, we had a class for them day before yesterday on Teacher's Day. I was telling them our goal in ISKCON is not that we love, see we want to love Krishna, definitely, right? We want to develop love of Krishna. So I was telling them, our immediate goal is not to develop love of Krishna, we want to realize that Krishna loves us. If we can realize even that much, na? If we can realize that Krishna loves me, then it's a matter of time that you'll also love Krishna. And then, how do we realize Krishna loves me? constantly remembering what Krishna is doing for me. That gratitude, constant expression of gratitude. Oh, Krishna is so nice. Krishna has given me so much. Then even if you don't want to, there is one Bollywood song which said, Nana karte pyar tumhi se kar baithe. Karna ta inkar, magar ikrar tumhi se kar baithe. So we didn't want to even love Krishna, but we are constantly thanking Krishna for the gifts he has given us. We realize how much Krishna loves me. And then that love also awakens. Isn't it? That's how in this world also we see sometimes, you know, in a relationship you ask, how did you marry him? Oh, for 5 years, this lady says, 5 years, we were in the same college and I realized how much he loves me. I don't know how, but I fell in love with him. Somebody loves you so much. When we realize Krishna loves me so much, he's giving me so much. So therefore, gratitude is the key, what Maharaj spoke today. And if we can realize how much Krishna loves us, and we can practice gratitude by what is called, you know, we could do something called as fresh gratitude. In the last 24 hours, what Krishna has given me, we can begin with that exercise. Thank for the 5 gifts that you got in the last 24 hours. So your eyes and ears will be alert, open, active. And it could be something simple. It could be some nice prasad. You know, one devotee was saying, Prabhu, prasad, we have to thank Krishna for the gift of pure devotional service. I said, yes, but you can also thank Krishna for the small things that you get in life. It is better to remember Krishna for the ordinary thing than to forget Krishna in pursuit of the extraordinary thing. Now, we are talking about big, big things sometimes, but we don't remember Krishna. So, as we end this today's class and we absorb ourselves in seva now, let us remember and thank Narad Muni's representatives, because Narad Muni's pastime we discussed today. Because Narad Muni's representatives have given us the most important gift. What is that? To glorify Krishna, to hear about Krishna. I want to end with this pastime. Sachinandan Maharaj, we had the opportunity to serve him when he was here many times earlier. So in guest reception, whenever I would serve him in the night before leaving, he would tell me, you cannot go. I would ask him, Maharaj, any other seva? He would say, sit. I don't leave anyone like that without giving them Krishna. Sit. So I would sit. And then Maharaj would start speaking Krishna Katha for 5 minutes. And after that I would say, thank you, Maharaj. And then Maharaj would say, no, I gave you Krishna. Now you give me Krishna. Then Maharaj would sit like this. And then I didn't know what to speak first time, but then I understood Maharaj's mood. Then I spoke whatever little Bhagavatam I had read, and Maharaj was hearing like this. And after I finished, Maharaj said, so this is the perfection of a day. You give me Krishna, I give you Krishna. So therefore, this is what our acharyas want us. They don't want us to simply believe in them and, you know, just say jai, jai. They want us to practice Krishna consciousness and experience Krishna. A math professor is teaching mathematics in the board and he's saying, do you understand? Are you also doing the sum? And you say, no sir, I believe you. I have complete faith in you. Are tum bhi karo. Tum bhi experience karo. Right? Maharaj, I lent this one last pastime. Our brahmachari in our temple, Nityanand Prabhu, he told Maharaj recently, Maharaj, thank you. My mother is so grateful to you. You know that you gave Jagannath to her 3 years back. And she is worshipping Jagannath every day. Maharaj said, no, I did not give her Jagannath. No, Maharaj, you gave her. You gave Jagannath to her. Maharaj said, no. Maharaj, you gave Jagannath to her that day. Remember? Maharaj said, no. And then Maharaj smiled and Maharaj said, I did not give Jagannath to her. I gave her to Jagannath. So pure devotees have given Krishna to us, definitely. But they are also giving us to Krishna. That is their greatest benediction. So let us celebrate this by, you know, one verse we will all chant and then the class is over. Because, you know, like, you know, in Mumbai, if you go for this sandwich wala outside, I've seen, when you eat a lot of sandwiches, then in the end they give you one bread with the little muska, potato. So similarly, we chanted so many shlokas, so in the end we should chant one shloka for conclusion also. So this is a beautiful shloka which says, what happens when you read Bhagavatam and hear Krishna Katha? Let me, I hope I remember this verse. Vasudeva Katha Prashna Purusham Strin Punatihi Vaktaram Prachakam Shrotrims Yatpada Salilam Yata Vasudeva Katha Prashna. Whoever speaks and hears about Krishna, 3 types of people get benefit. Purusham Strin Punatihi Vaktaram, one who is speaking. Prachakam, one who asks questions. Today, no time for questions.
and Shrotrims, one who hears about Krishna. Yat Pada Salilam, all three of them will get Krishna's shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. Sri Krishna Chandra Bhagavan ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Krishna Janmashtami Mahamahotsav ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.